getting to stock picks this evening, Gerbrand, you are picking in, you're looking in the banking sector, and Standard Bank in particular. Why?
I think it's trading at about 9.5 P multiple for the full year's earnings, which is in the long term cheap for them, probably 20% undervalued. I think everybody were worried about the downgrade, and I think it's already priced into most of our banking stocks locally. These guys have been resilient on the earnings front, much better than most of the other companies on the local front.
And they've got huge African operations.
Which they're well positioned in Africa. Their IT spend is gone. So there's lots of positives for them, I think, going forward. Probably won't shoot the lights out, but I think you'll get your dividend of 6.5% and another 4 or 5% growth out of earnings.
Yeah, I don't think you want your banker to shoot the lights out. You want a conservative staid next predictable decade. Jean-Pierre, how about you? Humana, which is actually linked to Discovery, isn't it?
Well, it's a health insurer, and they've had a deal with Discovery. I've got a bit of a cold at the moment, so it made me look at the healthcare stocks. And Humana is one of the big U.S. Health insurers, a for-profit insurer. And the U.S. healthcare sector is in chaos, if you put it lightly.
I'd say a viper's nest.
Yes. I mean, a lot of political interference there. You've got the Medicare system for people of 65 years or older, or those younger than that but with disabilities. And then the Medicaid system, which has got a different coverage. And then you've got these for-profit health insurers that sell their packages for coverage, including for coverage for prescription drugs, as they call them in the US. And Humana is one of the big players, and it has a lot of potential to integrate further across the healthcare chain. And also, it is more focused on the Medicaid and Medicare market. And if there is any change to the overall structure of the Republicans coming in and making some changes, or even some of the Democratic candidates coming in making changes after November next year, it could be to use the Medicaid chassis and rather use that as the base of a new U.S. healthcare system. And because Humana focuses more on the Medicaid system, they are very well positioned if that chassis is going to be used.
Okay. I have to say, I just tend to look for the packet of Strepsils rather than the
I tried that, doctor. But I still got the cough.
Jean-Pierre Gerbrand, thanks very much for joining us this evening. Jean-Pierre Verster is from Protea Capital Management. Gerbrand Smit is from NEFT Fund Managers. And those questions I didn't get to this evening, I will tomorrow night. But in the meantime, have a good evening. We'll be right back.